Think of the fable about the ant who prepared for winter while the grasshopper had fun, then starved to death when the chill came. St. Norbert College economist Kevin Quinn says it's a good analogy for the recent financial climate.
The ants are arguing now that why should we bail out people who have made poor personal financial decisions, and you know, next time the opportunities come around, well, they're just going to go ahead and be foolish again because they know they're going to get bailed out. I look at it more along the lines of there's so many grasshoppers that the grasshopper carcasses littering the ground are going to crush the ants.
Quinn says there are a lot of ants in Wisconsin. Unemployment is relatively low. The housing market here never really skyrocketed, so it didn't have as far to fall as other markets. And most, but not all, homebuyers steered away from risky mortgages. Still, Quinn says the overexuberance in places like California has spilled into the bond market and led to the credit crunch. He says that means ants, people and businesses with good credit, may still find it hard to get loans.
And I think that's the major concern of the Fed, and I think that has a lot to do with why they've thrown liquidity at the system. They want to make sure that the gears are lubricated enough so that people with good credit can get money.
Credit has been easy to come by, maybe too easy for some. Quinn thinks a lot of people will use the tax rebates agreed on by congressional leaders and the president last week, the same way they did in 2001. That was the last time checks came in from the federal government to pay off credit debt and then run up more. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.